stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question for this week is a doozy. What is evil? What is evil? What is it? What is it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever you're doing, whatever, Jasmine Cricket running around, not really working at all, but being black in government, whatever, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk and bond or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Bond JLP Cash App. Manhood Hours coming up in the third hour. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I have with me your friend, my friend, America's friend, the world friend, one of the smartest white men on this side of heaven, and I believe will eventually become the president of the United States of America. Bill Lockwood is here. Bill Lockwood is the host of Patriot Pulpit and Bible Studies with Bill Lockwood. He's a preacher at Our Park Church of Christ in Texas. And I encourage you to go and support him at American Liberty with Bill Lockwood.com. I want to repeat that because you will not be disappointed in helping him. American Liberty with Bill Lockwood.com. And he'll tell you more about his website and how to help before you leave. Bill, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well. How you been and what you been up to?
Well, I just been horsing around this winter and just we ride our horses when we show, and then I stay busy preaching and then writing, as you know, and just doing a podcast that I have. So just stay busy doing all those things.
Will you ever run for political office again?
No, I don't think so.
And why not?
Well, one thing, you have to give up your life to do it.
Yeah.
You have to give up everything you do. I enjoy what I do, and you just have to give it all up. Number two, I'm not a very good fundraiser. I leave fundraising to other people, but I don't raise funds for myself. I don't go out and promote myself. And you kind of have to be a promoter of yourself in some respects. And I don't really care to do that. So
I understand. That's amazing. Well, that's unfortunate in a way, because if ever we needed, America needed men like you to run the country, it is now.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't mind serving, but just the grind of campaigning is very, very tough. I did it one time for a county commissioner, and I lost that election in a runoff, but you just drop your life to do it.
Yeah. And nowadays, running for political office is vicious and nasty and evil.
Well, that's another thing. It is so vicious.
It's like, I don't know if it's ever been this bad before.
No, and look what Donald Trump has been through. Who wants to go through that? You know, that man's tough. But anyway, yeah, that's the thing.
Well, I totally understand. Speaking of Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, what's your thoughts on the administration so far?
Well, I really like what Trump is doing. I tell you what, he is just moving so quickly that the Democrats can't keep up with him. And he's doing everything he promised to do. That is so great that he's done that.
Yeah.
So he's moving ahead. He's doing the agenda exactly as he said he's done, which is so different. And it's a breath of fresh air for the American people, because they're used to people promising one thing and doing another and changing colors when they get there. He has not changed a bit. But I will say this. I don't think he's tough enough. And I don't think the Republicans are tough enough to carry on and do this, because they're being blocked on every turn. And I just think, look what the Democrats do and have done and are promising to do. And look what the Republicans do. They say, well, we're just going to try to get along here and just try to, I don't know. I don't think we're being tough enough.
And when you say you don't believe Donald Trump is tough enough?
That's right.
What else should he be doing?
I think he should tell that federal judge, I am going to do what the law tells me I can do. I'm going to deport these Venezuelans. And if you're going to make a judgment to say, you can't do that, bring that plane back, I say, you know what? Just like Andrew Jackson said, now you, Mr. Judge, you enforce it. That's one thing. Number two, people like Jasmine Cricket that you talked about as your intro, they need to be brought up on charges right now.
Yeah.
Why are we not bringing them up on charges? They're saying go and clock and hit over the head Ted Cruz, okay? That is incitement to violence. They need to bring her in and charge her. Why don't they do that?
Yeah.
You better be careful. You better be careful. You better be careful. I just think what Donald Trump has been faced with, and Republicans have been faced with, lawsuit after lawsuit, court case after court case, and yet we just say, well, just be careful, be careful, be careful. I don't know. I think we need to get tough, because when Donald Trump's out of office, I tell you what, we're going to see the devil break loose again.
Yes. I was thinking about Jasmine Cricket this morning, and I wonder why they let her get away with this. I believe it's because she's a black female, and then the black females now run the Democratic Party, along with the white females and some of the
women.
But the black females run the Democratic Party, and so because of that, the Democratic Party would never come back again, because the black females in charge. And
How about Governor Pritzker from Illinois? He just got up and said the other day, punched them in the face.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Bring him on incitement to violence.
Yeah.
I don't understand why. He's a white guy, so bring him up. Jasmine Crockett also. You know, we're going to have to quit running from bringing charges against black people.
Yeah.
We're going to have to quit running from that, because if we don't, we're going to lose our country.
Absolutely, 100%. 100%. concerning the judges that are trying to stop the Great White Hope from sending these people back across the borders, I saw a report this morning. I didn't hear the entire thing, so I may be wrong about what I'm thinking. But it sounds like Congress or someone can get rid of that judge or those judges that try to stop the president from doing his job. Do you know if that's true or not, that they Congress can get rid of these judges? Because it's all political. It's not the law. They can't tell the president what to be doing, these judges. Can they get rid of these judges?
Well, in my understanding, they can. However, let's just back up for a moment. And that is, look what's happening. You have over, I don't know, maybe 200, what is it, about 200 cases where the judges, the federal judges and different district judges are blocking Trump's agenda.
Yeah.
So, okay, we've kind of gotten ourselves into a mess here because Republicans relied upon the same thing. For example, in the state of Texas, we sued the Biden administration. And so, okay, the judge would come out and say, okay, Biden can't do that on the border, blah, blah, blah. He did it anyway. He did do what he wanted to do.
Right.
Who cares? What did they care? They don't care what the judge says. And so now we rely on the judge. So my view is, just like Texas should have said to Biden, said, you know what? We're nullifying anything that you do. We're going to protect our borders, and we don't care what you do, and you federal agents, get out. That's what we need to do. That's how the Democrats play hardball. That's why the Democrats are winning. That's why the Democrats have won. I know that Trump talks about winning, 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 and that right now that is good, what's going on. But they're blocking him in every single aspect. I think the Biden administration, Obama administration had maybe, I don't know, 15 to 20 different judges' rulings against them. Trump has had hundreds.
Yeah.
We're just in lawfare. So I think we need to take the position that judges are to rule on the case that is before them. That's the way it was done constitutionally.
Right.
The Supreme Court also. I remember, for example, even Megyn Kelly, when Obamacare was being considered and taken to the Supreme Court, and she made the comment, she said, well, we don't know whether Obamacare is constitutional or not, and we'll wait till the Supreme Court says yes or no whether it is. I thought, we have lost it. We can read the Constitution for ourselves, and we know that it's not constitutional. We don't need the Supreme Court to tell us it's not. How are people to understand the Constitution before the Supreme Court was even formed, which came after the ratification of this, of the Constitution? And the people agreed to it, the ratification of the Constitution. So what are judges' roles? The judge's role is to decide the case that is before them. But to make it wide application to the law of the land, I think absolutely not. I don't believe that at all.
I don't think that today's society, you know, the older generation, they know about the Constitution. They understand it for the most part. But I don't think the millennials and the Z's and others, they don't know about the Constitution at all.
And that's why
these judges and others are able to get away with this stuff, because the people don't know the Constitution at all.
Well, Jasmine Crockett doesn't know the Constitution.
Right.
Governor Mills, who said, I've read the Constitution, and President Trump can't tell men not to play in women's sports. I thought, we're going to have a law to say what is a male and female? What have the Democrats come to? You know, the Jasmine Crockett of the world, they don't know diddly, neither does AOC, about the Constitution. They don't even know the Constitution.
Yeah.
They don't know what it says. They don't know why it was given. They don't know why the Constitution curtailed the powers of the federal government. They have no clue. They don't know why.
And I was wondering, the voters, the people who were voting in Jasmine Crockett and Cortez and all, these people, they have been voted in by other people who have no clue either.
Right.
And this whole Democratic Party seems to be about that now, just a bunch of younger people getting into government, but they really just don't know what they're doing, and the voters don't know what they're doing. If that is true, and it seems to be, how would this ever turn around?
It's not going to turn around on a permanent basis until the Republicans get some backbone and say, we're going to do, just like Donald Trump, that's why I say we're not tough enough. We're going to say, number one, we're going to implement these laws. I don't care what a federal judge may say.
Right.
on this case. This is the law. This is my responsibility as the president of the United States. We're going to do it. But he did say, well, I'm going to obey the judge's orders. Well, who's running the country?
Right.
The judges or the president and the Congress of the United States? Who's running the country? We have come to a place where we have judicial fiat running the country. That is a dangerous position. That's why I say we're not tough enough.
That's amazing. I was thinking about the Republican Party, and I realized I forgot about all of the older Republicans that are in their politics. When I think of the Republican Party, I only think of Donald Trump and his new administration. I never Right. think about the other Republican representatives. It seems like they don't exist anymore.
Well, you mean the neocons?
Right.
Yeah. Well, they're there, but they're not. They don't have much of a voice anymore. They don't have the microphone like they used to have, and I'm glad they took the microphone away from them because they're cutting the throat of the American people. I think the neocons are probably the most dangerous of all because people align them with the Republican Party and with constitutional principles, in which that is not the case. They were simply soft socialists, and the Democrats are hard socialists, and that's all there is to it.
I normally don't look ahead. I always like having an attitude of wait and see. Once Donald Trump, and if he's successful in all that he's trying to do now, his time is going to run out in 3 or 4 years.
Right.
What will happen when he's gone? What's going to happen?
Well, that's my whole point, really, Jesse. I'm fearful about what will happen. The Democrats are already showing what they're made of. And they've already shown it before. The Black Lives Matter led the Democrats. You know what? I don't even want to hear a Democrat condemning anything in the Trump administration after they justified the firebombing of all over the country, over 200. Anyway, they're doing the same thing to the Tesla dealerships now. That's what the Democrat Party is made of. That's how they operate. That's their MO. I'm not saying that we need to do violence with violence, but we need absolutely to do what we need to do, regardless of how they practice lawfare. Take them to court when they threaten Donald Trump or when they threaten Ted Cruz, as Jasmine Crockett has done publicly. They need to take her to court. Yeah. Why not? Our children in school, if they draw a picture of a gun, they take them to detention. But you have a congresswoman standing up there threatening Ted Cruz and inciting to violence, just like Maxine Waters used to do.
Yeah.
And she still does, really, get in their faces attitude. You know what? They need to drag them into court. And then they say, we're charging you with incitement to violence. Now let them go through lawfare, if that's what they want to call it.
When will white Americans stop being afraid of the blacks and treat them in the way they would treat anyone? They break the law, they go to jail. People like Cricket and others. What will it take for white Americans to stop being afraid of the blacks?
Boy, I don't know, Jesse. That's a good question. I think that we do run from the blacks. We run from minorities generally. And if you say you're a minority, this is why people like Elizabeth Warren claim she was a minority because, we're going to give government benefits to her. We're going to give her a free ride all the way to the top. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. It is absolutely absurd. Yeah.
Is there anything, what should the president be doing about this attack upon Elon Musk business? Destroying his cars and putting people out of work by trying to destroy his business. And it's like a terrorist attack upon Elon Musk. What can the president do about that to just stop it?
Well, I think that he's doing what he can do right now, and that is that Pam Bondi has said, you know, we're going to find out who's doing this, and we're going to prosecute them. I think Kash Patel, at the head of the FBI, is going to get that done. I believe that's the proper way to go about it. But I think they're going to do that. So I'm not saying they should not. I'm not saying they're not up to the task on those things. But I'm saying that the people who are threatening Donald Trump and threatening Ted Cruz and threatening people, we need to quit playing nicey-nicey, saying, oh, okay, well, she didn't mean that. Or, well,
oh, no, she meant it.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to drag her into court.
That's right. Yeah. One other quick thing. She also said something about the governor testing yesterday, right?
Yeah, she did.
Do you remember what was it she said?
She called him Governor Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then she came back and her office came out and lied by saying, well, she was talking about that he put illegals on trains to get them out of here. This shows you one thing. They will lie at the drop of a hat. We need to start a movement. Crockett to court. Take her to court. Take Crockett to court.
She's from Texas, right?
She is. She's from Dallas area, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, from Dallas. What a mess.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I got to ask, the president, it seems as though the president made some type of deal with Russia and Ukraine as far as stopping the war for now, ceasefire. Have you heard anything about that?
I have heard about it. I haven't seen it yet as far as what the deal is and the details thereof, but I am proud that that's going to take place. I think that needs to take place, so I appreciate him for that.
Yeah. I'm not surprised that whatever's going on with Russia and Ukraine and Donald Trump is involved, I'm not surprised he's bringing it to some type of agreement. It's Donald Trump. Right. He's able to do those kind of things.
Correct. Right. And I think so. And so on our foreign policy, you know, we have a mess in the world, like you say, a mess.
What a mess!
It is. And it's been that way since the time of Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah.
We have gotten in the world or in the international community, and we have purposefully, we have tilted the governments toward communism. So we helped, for example, Iran. During the Carter administration, we cut the throat of the Shah of Iran. We gave Iran to the mullahs. We're paying the price now. So now that's what we're facing. I never hear anybody talk about how the Democrats, even reaching back to the time of FDR, have wanted to be involved in internationalism, because the worst word today is a nationalist. Yeah. That's the worst thing you can be called. That is America first. But they want to have a global government, that tax the American citizen, send it overseas to other nations. They want us to send our troops over there to fight the wars all over the world. That is globalism. And so we've done that for almost 100 years now. So now Donald Trump's trying to clean that up. And I appreciate him on that also, as well as many other things, that he wants to bring us back from that. But you know what? How that's going to be done, I am not certain.
Amazing. Bill, I know you only have a short time with us today because you got to go to work, right?
Well, I do. I teach a class, but I do at Wichita Christian. But, you know, during the months of June, July, and August, I'll not have that restriction.
Okay. Nice.
So we can talk 3 hours in those days.
Oh, okay. Nice. I love that. Let me ask.
Yes, sir.
Before you used to teach at a juvenile school or something like that.
Yes, sir, in the ISD.
And now you're teaching at a Christian school or something, right?
That's correct.
What's the difference in the teaching and what's the difference in the students?
Well, I cannot even begin to tell you the difference in the classroom or the clientele or the students from the public school system to the Wichita Christian system. The Wichita Christian School is a great school. It's a Christian school. If a student misbehaves, or if they are if they're into pornography, or if they do nasty things, they're out. They're gone. But public schools, they just put up with it. They put up with it, and then they put them in juvenile detention. Then the law says you have to teach them when they're in juvenile detention. So the classroom is peaceable. If people get chatting, I say stop talking. They stop talking. They take notes, Jesse. They take notes. I tell them in class, you may not use your iPhone, you may not have your phones out, and we're not using your computers. We're doing paper and pencil, and you know what? No argument. No one sitting over there being irritated and then, you know, saying they're threatening to blow up the classroom. Nothing like that. Everything's yes sir, no sir, three bags full, sir. It is so much of a breath of fresh air in a Christian environment like that, compared to the public school. Not only that, the curriculum you asked about, I'm teaching Bible, and we also, the entire curriculum just presses the kids along in science, math, and reading, presses them along, and we don't have this disposition that, okay, here's a little minority kid, and he can't read in the second grade, but we're going to push him on to third grade, fourth grade, and now he doesn't know anything, and now he's going to be classified as special education, and so now we're going to dumb down the test. None of that.
Amazing, huh? Yeah. So, Bill, tell the folks, I really want to encourage the people to help you, donate to you, and help you get your work done. What's your website? How can they help you? What should they do?
Hey, thank you so much for that, Jesse.
Yeah.
Well, the website is American Liberty with Bill Lockwood, and I have a button on there to donate, if you will, to the program, which the program is now called Patriotic Pulpit, and it is on YouTube, it's on Amazon Music app, and it's on Spotify app, Patriotic Pulpit, one word, Patriotic Pulpit. You can look it up on YouTube and in those places, but to donate, you go to American Liberty with Bill Lockwood. Then also, I write articles, and I put them in the local paper, but I put them, a lot of them, in the church bulletin, but I preach a lot of materials, and so that you can find on Iowa Park Church of Christ, Iowa Park Church of Christ. So that's where my materials are there, and as well as my writings and so forth.
Amazing. I really want you all to help Bill, because when real men stand up, we need to support him. And Bill Lockwood is one of those men that truly, I'm a witness to it. He's doing it. So make sure
thank you, Jesse, for that.
Bill Lockwood, American Liberty with Bill Lockwood.com, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct. Yeah.
Amazing. Last word, Bill, before we come to Barbara's hour. Last word.
Well, I just thank you for what you're doing, Jesse. People need to have these voices like you're having. And that's another thing I appreciate about the Trump administration. He allows people that have, which are alternate news sources, because the mainstream media has deserted us. But he allows them into the press conferences. I tell you what, that Caroline Leavitt, what a great press secretary she is. I thought, boy, I'm voting for her for anything.
She's a really, it's like night and day from that last press.
Woo, isn't that the truth?
It's hard to believe. It's like we finally overcame a trauma.
And that's exactly right. I'll tell you what, Donald Trump knows how to choose people, and he has done a great job. I really appreciate what Donald Trump is doing, so thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Bill, and we got to let you go to work. Thank you so much, and we'll be talking to you soon, I hope.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it, Jesse.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Lord bless you, Jesse Lee.
You too, Bill. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Bill Lockwood, folks. Check him out, American Liberty with BillLockwood.com, and make sure you send something to him. Help him. Whatever you can afford to send. Every $20 bill count. Every $5 bill. Every $1 bill. So help Bill Lockwood, American Liberty with BillLockwood.com. All right. 888-7753-773. Are we able to do some super chats?
Super chats.
Over on punchy.tv/JLP, Jim in Alaska said yesterday, if I ever get a chance to meet Pete in Alaska, I would like to shake his hand and thank him for that song.
I know.
I find myself humming that song every day. Thanks, Pete.
Amazing song. Here's what it sounds like. All my life I've been...
All my thoughts, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making holes inside my head.
Amazing. Pete from Alaska. That is an amazing song.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And we'll read the rest for your Super Chats in a second, guys.
Okay, let's take a quick break. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Check out Bill Lockwood, American Liberty with BillLockwood.com, folks. Really, another Donald Trump. A spiritual one. Well, Donald Trump is spiritual, too, to be honest. 888-777-5773. 888-77-JESSE. Couple quick announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake! HAKEReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. And then the American Anchor, baby. At 12 noon. Right after Joel Friday TV. The American Anchor, baby. On Rumble. You got to know how to rumble. And a brand new episode for the FallenState.tv this Friday. She is back. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
She is back. The last time you were here, you had founded a group called the Slut Walks.
Yes, times change.
Right.
I was a brainwashed feminist because I thought I was doing the right thing, and I realized over time that I wasn't.
Trump is daddy.
And it feels like daddy is home. I feel so safe with him in office.
Absolutely. Which is worse, abortion or slavery?
Oh, my God. You just want the internet to eat me up, huh, Jesse?
Amber Rose is back this Friday at 11 a.m. Friday, thefallenstate.tv. You should support the Fallen State right there, thefallenstate.tv/donate or shop or something. Donate. thefallenstate.tv/donate. All right, locals.com this Friday. 888. Oh, don't forget to support us on social media. Rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson. Cozy.tv/JLPTalk. Jesse Lee Peterson on X. And Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Like, follow, comment, ring the bell, telephone, telegraph, tell a woman. Three ways of communication. Amazing. Thank you all in advance. I want to just finish up some of those super chats, and then we go to the call.
Super chats.
Super, super.
Governor Chris with a few super chats yesterday.
Thank you, Governor.
America with American flag emoji can be healed if we work together. He also says the blacks, along with other Americans' downfall, stems from the acceptance of degeneracy.
I understand, but it's still from anger. And when you're angry, you can't help but accept wrongdoing, really. But your point is well taken. Thank you. And I appreciate your support as well.
Governor Chris says Elon Musk is the only African who should be allowed in the White House.
Elon Musk! That's for sure. Thank you.
Gregatron says, good morning to all the good people. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
And one more from Governor Chris, fifth super chat. Can I get an amazing and a shout out to Chris in Atlanta?
Amazing. Hey, Chris from Atlanta.
The Black Panther.
The Black Panther, the real deal. Chris, amazing. Thank you.
Lakeisha bought a coffee.
Shout out to Chris.
Yeah.
Lakeisha. Shout out to Lakeisha. Thank you, Lakeisha.
She bought a coffee saying, biblical question answer.
What is evil?
Evil is any force that opposes the will of the Father and his nature.
Interesting. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Sure. Les bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I would like to see the wall going up video for that beautiful 30-foot wall.
Oh, the wall going up. That's for sure. Thank you.
Commander Kim on Rumble with a Rumble rant yesterday.
You gotta know how to rumble. Oh, yeah.
DEI didn't destroy civilization. Feminists did.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's right. Thank you, Commander Kim.
DEI is to black people?
Diversity, equity, and inclusion, which includes blacks.
Right. That is destroying America.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Nikki bought three coffees. Biblical question answer.
What is evil?
Evil lies in thoughts. It has deceived me countless times. I can't purify my mind. I can only let it go. Evil is delusions and illusions like my false self. I no longer wish to remember myself. It caused so much trouble and suffering.
Amazing. Thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Chicken Patty yesterday.
Chicken Patty!
On X live stream.
Hello, X. How you?
Speaking of Sam from Boston, bless her. Less than three, which is makes a heart. And I have terrible anger for the same reason. Childhood trauma, says Chicken Patty.
Well, drop your anger, Chicken Patty. There's never, ever, 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 but never a reason to be angry. There's not one thing that can happen to you that should cause anger. It is an abnormal state. Any angry person capable of angering, you become your... What? Any person capable of angering you? Oh, any person capable of angering you become your master. That is so deep, I don't know what to say. Any person capable of angering you become your master. That's from... What? Epictetus. Teach us. Epictetus. Oh, man, whoever that was. Thank you, Derek.
And I'm afraid, I'm concerned about that pronunciation.
Me too. I'm scared to say it.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, James, do either of you know what a soul is? Has it got to something to do with being black and music? Because there seems to be a lot of soul music made by the brothers.
I don't know what a soul is, but I don't know what a soul man is. I'm a soul man. I'm a soul man. That's a soul man for sure. Thank you.
Nice. Cornerstone Media says nothing but gives a Cash App.
Thank you, Cornerstone Media. I appreciate it.
Games for Rec. And the rest of the supporters, as usual, thank you for the support on the D-Live crew.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it.
Mommy Africa Tembi. 10 coffees. Very generous.
Mommy Africa. Thank you.
I love you, Jesse. I am giving where I have been helped for the first time. She Black.
Right on. Thank you. And I like the fact you're doing it because you have been helped. You're helping us to help others without me having to ask. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
And pardon me if I'm butchering your name, Tembi or Thembi.
Nice.
Samuel on Cash App, a human being is a vessel to witness good versus evil.
That question of what is a human being is so amazing to me because I have not gotten a clear, direct answer as to what is a human being. But everybody said, well, I'm only human. I'm a human being. I can never have perfect peace. I'm a human being. I'm angry. I'm a human being. So what is that? But no one can tell me. What the? Thank you, Samuel.
Elias, pot of coffee. Good morning, Jesse. I'm brown and slow. Can you explain to us all again what you mean that you're black and slow?
I'm black and slow. Thank you.
Thank you, Elias.
Thank you.
Santino, like, ring the bell, share, and subscribe.
I like that. That's right. And I'm being reminded by myself, these guys, to tell y'all that. Because I forget to even mention it. So thank you.
That's right. Thank you, Santino. And Brand New B says, so great to see Bill on JLP. Pure man of knowledge. Keep bringing us facts. Salute.
Bill Lockwood is one of the smartest white men, not only with the word, the Bible, with the truth, but also in politics. He knows what's going on in America. Isn't that nice? That he's from the old school. It used to be that way. That's gone now for the most part. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill Lockwood, and thank you, Brand New B.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Nice. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Let me go to Randy, a first-time caller out of Ohio. Randy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Randy.
How you doing?
All is well.
Okay, my question is, right, because I'm trying to live right and get closer to God.
Right.
Now, my wife is, I am still legally married, and my wife is still living. But, you know, when I try to come back to her and try to straighten things out, like, you know, we can't be living a life of fornication because we got one another. She wants to live a life with sleeping with other men. And now, how do I go about divorcing that? Because I can't force her. I'm not going to force her to change.
Right.
But how can I make sure that I'm right with God and a good standings with God, especially going through a divorce with her? Because she don't want me. Clearly, she don't want me, you know. But she want other men. So how do I go about being right, of making a right choice in this process?
So do you have children with her?
No, absolutely not.
Good. So are you going through a divorce right now?
I haven't filed it yet, but I'm going to. But I want to sure that I make the right step.
Here's what I recommend. Don't get angry at her for wanting that. And let her want that, let her have it, and say goodbye. Be done with her, but don't be angry with her. Let her go off into her own hell and live the way that she want to live. That's on her. And you live the way you want to live. So let her go. Be glad to know it and let her go. Don't argue with her. Don't try to keep her. Don't try to convince her. Don't try to do any of those things. You just wish her well. You go through the divorce and be done with her and work on your life. Work on you.
I appreciate that this morning.
Yeah, but just don't get angry. She has a right to live in her hell. And don't judge her for living in her hell. You have a right not to be a part of her misery. Don't be a part of her hell.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's powerful right there. I couldn't make it no clearer.
Yeah,
just I appreciate you this morning.
Yeah, let it go. Get your divorce and move on with your life. And I'm glad you don't have children with her. And hopefully you don't have to pay her a dime either since you want to leave and all that. But you move on with your life and don't be angry.
Absolutely not.
Right on.
Absolutely not. I hear you talking about the anger. And you're right. That person is your master when you let them get you mad under any circumstances.
Yes.
You're absolutely right.
Absolutely. Amazing. Well, stay
with
it. I
appreciate your message every day, man.
You're welcome. And you stay with it, work on you, do the silent prayer, watch, but never want to be with anyone that doesn't want to be with you. A relationship is supposed to work naturally without you having to make it work. And again, if somebody don't want to be around you, that's fine. You wish them well and go your way.
Thank you this morning for that. I appreciate you.
I wish you well, buddy.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too. 888-777-5373. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Norway, heard around the world, and talk to William. William, welcome to the show, all the way from Norway. Hey, William.
Hi, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning.
I called yesterday, if you remember. But, yeah. We was talking about the female boss.
Okay. The female boss. Oh, yeah. I remember.
Yeah. I just want to make sure, like, I wasn't trying to kill her or do something to her. It was, I was just telling you what I was thinking.
I understood. Yeah.
Okay. But my question is about awakening, you know? You said to me yesterday, just do the silent prayer. And,
yeah.
But whatever you say, like, I don't understand why I can't make myself do the silent prayer.
Well, you
why I don't take it seriously.
Because you're not tired of your suffering yet. You still love your hell. Because once you're done with your misery, you're going to be still, and so that God can bring you out of the hell of your imagination and emotions. You're not tired of it yet. When you're tired of it, you'll be still and let it go.
Okay, because I'm following a lot of enlightened people, and they talk about, like, the key to really wake up is to have the genuinely wanting to wake up, right?
The what?
To genuinely want to wake up, like have that genuine desire to wake up.
Oh, you have to be, are you saying that they said that you really have to want to wake up?
Yeah, they have to be genuine because
right.
The truth and God is not that cheap. Like just because you want it, you can just have it.
Well, you have to want, you have, first of all, you got to admit that you're wrong. You got to see that you're wrong for being angry. Anger is hatred. And anyone that has anger is separated from God, from the truth, and Satan is your God. But if you cannot admit that you're wrong for being angry, you will never know God. You will never wake up. You will die in your sleep.
But how do I make myself admit that? Because I try.
Do you think you're right?
Everything he says.
Do you think you're right for being angry?
I feel yes, but I know intellectual. I think I'm too intellectual to. I know I'm wrong, but the feeling, my actions show that I'm. I think I'm right. Yeah.
So do
but
you,
I know
you believe that
I
you,
know I'm wrong.
So you believe that you're right for being angry.
No, my actions show that, but I know I'm wrong.
And so if
but I don't know how to make myself, like, I know it's just, it's not enough to know it in your mind. You have to, like, have realize that I'm wrong, you know?
No, once you see that you're wrong, there's nothing else you need to do except go and forgive your mother because she made you that way. Go and forgive your mother and your father, and then do the silent prayer because it's enough to see that you're wrong and admit it, but there's nothing else you can do about it.
No, I have forgiven both my mother and father,
so
but
just,
I see that I still have hate for females.
But just,
and
but all you
I
have
still
to do,
have anger.
All you have to do now is do the silent prayer so you can see that. You see that those thoughts of anger are still there. You see that the feelings are there, but do nothing about it. And let the Spirit of God take them away from you.
But that's what my question is. Like, you tell me I can know God if I do the silent prayer, like, early in the morning and early in the night. And I have, like, I believe your words, and I know, like, you're talking the truth. But at the same time, I can make myself do the things
That doesn't make sense. You can't sit and do the silent prayer. You can do that if you wanted to.
Yeah, that's what my question. Because why don't I do it? It's because I don't want.
Right, you don't want to. You don't want to.
So what can I do? I don't know. So what can I do?
You just suffer.
I don't want
to. You suffer. You have no other choice but to suffer until you're ready to do it. You just suffer. That's all. There's nothing else you can do but stay in your misery, stay in your hell.
Okay, so I just suffer and die, like.
Yeah.
But I want to wake up in the real way.
No, you don't want to wake up, because if you wanted to wake up, you would be still letting the light of God wake you up. You don't want to wake up. You're lying. You said, I want to wake up, but I can't do the silent prayer. I can't sit still. I don't want to sit still. So you don't want to wake up.
Because I see my actions, like I follow you 1 year, you know, and for like 2-3 weeks, I wake up like early in the morning, wash my face and do it, and then I follow.
But let me tell you this.
Then I restart.
I don't want to keep repeating myself. Until you're ready to sit still and do the silent prayer, you don't want to do it. You don't want to wake up. You want to stay. You're just lying to yourself by saying that you want to wake up, but you really love your misery. So the way out.
So what should I do? Like, give this up and just stay with the devil? Is that?
What?
Should I just give up, like, following God and try to do the right things and just do what I want to do?
You can't do the right thing without God. You don't even know what right is until He shows you.
Yeah.
So for now, if you don't want to do the silent prayer, you don't want to be still, let Him take over, you just stay in your hell. You just suffer, because you have no other choice but to suffer.
Until I'm ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Eric, our first-time caller out in...
Jesse, can you hear me?
Kentucky. Eric, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Awesome, awesome. I'm calling in because I am a Reformed Jew, and I've been finding out about you.
I love the Jews.
And I love black people.
Nice.
Yes, I love all sorts of people, and I love to learn, and finding you has been a real shining light. And I just think that you have such a great job where you can put your thoughts out and hear what people think and learn so much. So I wanted to call in and ask you, what do you think about the protests, all the people that are coming out and, like, keeping Jews from going to class? I had that happen to me personally, and I can see both sides of the argument.
Hold that thought for me. Let me take a break. Don't hang up.
Yes, sir.
I got to take a break. 2 more hours to go. Hate News is coming right now. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bob, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Fires in South Korea and over here in Chinatown or East LA anyway. East LA. At a church, abandoned building. And that Signal chat, that Signal Yemen group chat drama, which is all it is. And Gaza, there's protests in Gaza against Hamas. Wow. Thousands of Palestinians. Normally, I don't like or trust protests. I don't know what it'll do, but crazy, huh? They're protesting. The Palestinians are protesting against Hamas and calling for an end of the war. Nice. And Donald J. Trump, our greatest president, issued an executive order to demand proof of citizenship for voter registration. Nice. Could be tough because the ACLU says, that's too hard to do. What a mess. It's going to suppress voters. Good. We need to suppress voters. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, March 26th, AD 2025. There is one line open. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. And some of you who are, haven't called in at this time, you can call in right now during hate news, not fake news. And JLP will be back to get to you very shortly. More than 10,000 firefighters, police, and civil servants, whatever that is, have been deployed to battle dozens of wildfires raging across South Korea. Fueled by dry air and strong winds, the blazes have killed at least 24 people, burned nearly 43,000 acres, and destroyed a 1,300-year-old Buddhist temple. God's judgment? I don't know. I'm kidding around. I don't think so. But it's crazy. And Signal chat, that Yemen group chat fallout. Remember we told you about that yesterday on Hake News and the Hake Report? Mike Waltz, something like that, accidentally added a total sleazebag Atlantic reporter guy, top editor. Trump called him a total sleazebag, and I kind of tend to just agree with him. I don't even know about him. But he's from Atlantic, and he leaked out the information in like a couple of screenshots. It's terrible. What type of patriot is that? Top national security officials faced questions from outraged Democrats, false outrage, of course, on the Senate Intelligence Committee Tuesday about a group chat on the messaging app Signal. You guys ever been on Signal? I haven't. Or I won't disclose whether I've been on Signal. That revealed plans for a military strike in Yemen to a journalist. Scum of the earth. Shout out. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, that gal, and CIA Director John Ratcliffe repeatedly denied that the chat contained classified information. And then they appeared to shift responsibility to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth for determining such classification. Yet it was Hegseth's texts that reportedly provided operational details forthcoming strikes on Yemen, including information about targets, weapons the U.S. would be deploying, and attack sequencing, quote unquote. I don't know who's being quoted, but that's what they claim. Current and former defense officials said that such discussions would always be classified due to the potential risk to U.S. service members, so they claim. And protests in Gaza. Thousands of Palestinians took to the streets of northern Gaza on Tuesday to denounce Hamas. Wow, they're getting bold. And to call for an end to the war with Israel. So are Israel liberators liberating the Palestinians from Hamas? I don't know. It appeared to be the largest protest against the militant group Hamas since their attacks on Israel October 7th, 2023. Demonstrations took place just 2 days after the death toll from the conflict hit 50,000 in Gaza, reportedly, per the enclave's health ministry. And overnight, Israeli airstrikes in northern Gaza killed 8 more people, including 5, quote-unquote, children, which may just mean under 18. And the Palestinian Red Crescent said that. I'm James Hake. Now back to the JLP show, Hour 2. Thank you.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Destiny Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Manhood Hour is coming up in the next hour. You can get involved right now by calling 888-773-5773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, a doozy, the biblical, what is evil? What is evil? What is evil? Amazing question. You can get involved by listening to, if you're out and about, if you're busy, you can still listen to the show no matter what you're doing, where you are, and what you're doing. On your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast all the show, but let's say you're too busy to sit and watch. You want to come home late and watch it. You don't have to stop listening because you can be listening on your iPhone no matter what you're doing. Even if you're the Palestinian over there fighting against Hamas, trying to get them to stop the war. Stop. Amazing, huh? I heard that on the hate news, not the fake news. That the Palestinian are protesting against Hamas. Amazing. You could be listening to the show over there in Palestine while you're protesting against Hamas. I hope it's true and I don't blame you. You can call the listen line on your phone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. 3-1. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP cash app. Bond JLP cash app. All right. 888-7753-773. I want to encourage you, before I go back to the calls here, anger is evil. And anyone that has anger, you are evil, and you cannot be trusted. You're empty, you have no love. You are desperate. And anger gets you in all kinds of trouble because you're separated from God, you're separated from the light, and you cannot see what you're doing. You think you see with your physical eyes, but that's not seeing. According to WMUR 9, a New York City man who is well known on social media is in a New Hampshire jail facing attempted murder charges after he allegedly hit a police officer with a car. Watch this.
I have everything right here, and it's all been falsified.
Eric Conover had a lot to say before his arraignment this afternoon.
If anyone dares try to test my mental competence, I will eviscerate every single person with my intelligence right now. And that's not being egotistical.
Police paperwork says the pursuit started after Conover was going 55 in a 35. After 8 miles, Conover stopped and an officer attempted to de-escalate the situation, but Conover allegedly drove at him and hit him in the leg and then sped off for another 28 miles.
Our Father who art in heaven.
The paperwork says the officer was thrown 40 feet, suffering a leg injury.
See, he's angry. He really think that acting that way is the right thing. When you wake up by dropping your anger, you're going to be stunned at the things you believed and the way you acted. This guy, according to this report, argued his three million YouTubers subscriber made him a public figure and said this incident was part of a Polish sting against him. It's from WMUR9. Watch this.
Conover is facing several charges, including attempted murder.
Mom, thank God, look at me!
Today in court, Conover was outspoken, claiming that he's a public figure because of his nearly 3 million subscribers on YouTube and saying this was part of a, quote, police sting against him.
All right.
Okay, Eric.
All right.
They're here to help you.
The state asks that he remains in preventative detention.
You know, the state's position is that when a law enforcement officer signals for you to pull over and stop, you should do so.
He has had a chance to review the police reports in this matter and denies these allegations. He does not agree with the reports as they are stated.
The defense asked that he be released, saying he's not a threat to the public and has no criminal record. Police say he was arrested Friday night for a separate drunk driving charge, which Conover denies.
I've been sober from alcohol for 1,558 days, so to press me on a DUI, I'm a public figure.
What the? That's what anger would do. Why is he acting that way if he, you know, that's not helping the situation at all. When you're angry, you know not what you do. You're being controlled and you think you're in control, and you're not. There's no such thing as you being in control. You're either controlled by evil or good. You can't be controlled by both, one or the other. And if you want to be controlled by good, you got to overcome evil. Amazing, huh? 888-77. So drop your anger if you want to. Really, if you don't want to, stay in your misery. And roam the earth trying to hurt others so that you can get a false sense of life. You think hurting others, that thrill you get, is life? It is really death. Because what you're doing to others, you're doing to yourself. This guy is hurting himself. I don't know if he's acting up there because of his YouTube thing, but whatever he's doing is not helping his case. 888-775-3773. I want to go back to Eric, a first-time caller out of Kentucky. And Eric, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you. It's an honor to be on your show for so much time.
And, Eric, you said that
you found such a beta Eric over there.
You said that you are a reformed Jew. What is a reformed Jew?
Basically, it's a reform is we thought that we lost a lot of what we had, and we want to rebuild it. So it's reforming it, you know, making it back up.
So a reformed Jew is a person who thought he lost a lot?
Yeah, it's someone who thought that they lost their community, that they don't have that connection to God, and so they want to get closer to it.
Oh, I see.
So as I grew up, I read the Bible and the Christian Bible, too, because you guys, there's so much wisdom there. There's so much to learn. And I wanted to say also, you asked what is evil, and you always call these people betas.
The biblical question is, what is evil?
Yes, sir. In Kabbalah, the letter bet, the second letter in the alphabet, represents duality, and that is evil because God is singular, is one thing. So alpha is one, beta is two, beta is bad, alpha is good.
So I don't understand what is. So make it simple for me. What is evil? Your opinion, what is evil?
I think it's evil when you have division and when you have two things fighting against each other.
Oh, okay.
I think it's good when people work together and you have one soul that unites people. Because, you know, I think it's better to have love for all instead of love for half and hate for half.
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question.
Yes, sir. And I just want to say that I have a lot of love for everybody here, even the ones that, you know, dislike me just for who I am. And I think that because a lot of people have never heard this, I'm going to say it. A lot of Jews learn from Christians. We think that Jesus had a lot to say, and we don't hate him. At least a lot of us don't. I don't speak for everybody. I speak for myself. And I think that he is such an amazing person.
Right. Now, how old are you?
And I want to learn more. I'm young. I'm young. I haven't spent... I'm only 24.
Oh, okay. And so have you dropped your anger?
Yes, sir.
So you,
I don't like anger.
You have no anger at all now?
No. Obviously, I have anger, but I have anger against people that do bad things.
And so why not drop your anger so you have no anger at all?
Because I think that while I'm young, I have this fire within me. And if I don't use that fire in a just way, I'm going to get old and I won't be able to stand up for anything.
But anyone who has anger is evil. Why would, and
That's
you're
separate
and you're separated from God, why would you hold on to the evil and call it fire?
I don't think that fire is evil, but I do agree with you that anger is evil.
So why don't you drop it?
Because I don't manifest it unless there's something in front of me that makes me angry, and that has not happened to me in a long time. So you know what? I think you made me change my mind. You're right. I should just drop it. You're completely right.
Yeah, there is never, ever, 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 but never a reason to be angry.
You're right.
All right. So
have you ever
somebody
been angry,
wanna,
Jesse?
Somebody want to know what is Kabbalah? Right there.
Is that a
correct
question?
I just
for
heard
me?
Him say that word.
What?
No, correct. You said it correctly.
Yeah. Did he say Kabbalah?
Yeah.
Is that
I heard
a question
him say
for
it.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Allah? You meant Allah?
Kabbalah.
Abala?
Kabbalah.
Kabbalah. Kabbalah.
Kabbalah. Sorry.
So,
that's how you said
so,
it.
So it's a word that has very bad connotations because people associate it with cabals, you know, people who do evil sacrifices and stuff like that. Kabbalah means learning, and it's basically teaching from one person to another. So if I meet with my rabbi and he teaches me very complicated things, that's Kabbalah. And if people talk about, like, what God is and, like, deep stuff, we call it Kabbalah. And so it's different from Kabbals because Kabbals have bad associations and Kabbalah is about learning. So that's why I brought it up.
Amazing.
It's basically every letter has a meaning.
Madonna was into that at one time, right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of it that, I mean, I think when I read what Jesus says, I see a lot of those teachings because these teachings go all the way back to Moses, according to them. And it's not like it's hard to have faith when things are so, so old. But I tell everybody this that has never read these books, even the Bible. You don't need faith to learn and become a better person from these lessons.
That's what you're nice. Eric, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jason, a first-time caller out of California. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Thank you, Eric. Jason. No, Jason. Let me go to Andrew out of Canada. No, Jason. Let me go to Canada and talk to Andrew. Andrew, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well.
Good stuff. I had a question to you about the ego. It was concerning the last Sunday's fellowship, which was amazing, by the way.
It was.
Really.
It really was. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know if you remember, there was a young lady talking about when she was cleaning the dishes. She would get upset. I think when her partner's there, she would get really mad and just feel like smashing the dishes and everything. And she was talking about the ego, and you told her to just kind of relax her face and just sort of sit with it, right? Like
right.
sit with the help.
Yeah.
And I was wondering about that because sometimes it was very deep because afterwards you told her, you know, the devil will tell her to sit down and just eat some ice cream, you know, just to feel better.
Yeah.
And right then and there, you've given space for evil. The ego is not going to die. It's just going to stay alive, right?
Absolutely. You have to, in order to overcome the mm-hmm. ego, which is evil, anyone that has anger has an ego and are evil. And the devil wants to dwell in you like that. So when you do start to work on yourself, you become aware of the thoughts, you become aware of the emotions, and don't call them you, but live with them. Sleep with them, walk with them, drive with them. Don't run away from them. Don't deny them, because they are spirits that made a home in you. And if you let them be, just be aware, then the Father, the Spirit of Truth, would take them away from you.
Amazing. Yeah. That's I guess you just answered my question. I was going to ask, is it appropriate to stop what you're doing and then sit down and be aware, or just be aware and continue? Because like sometimes that happens when I'm working, you know, I'll get distracted while I'm working. It's all these thoughts that'll be like, you know, go clean the house, or it'll remind me of something that happened in the past, which I know isn't real. And I was wondering if it's appropriate to stop what I'm doing and just be with the thought, or just continue anyways as if it's not there.
Let's say the young lady was washing dishes and she got angry because mm-hmm. the son or her husband made her angry, right?
Right.
She can be aware that she's angry, but continue to wash the dishes, but just be aware of what's happening inside of her.
You don't
need to stop your work. You just
right.
need to be aware and not be deny what is happening inside of you by not being aware of it. You just be aware, but just do nothing about it. And so if you're working on your car and you got angry while working on your car, you mm-hmm. still work on the car, but just be aware inwardly you're feeling this fear, or you're feeling anger, or you're feeling agitated, or you're feeling depressed or whatever. Be aware of the feelings, but do nothing about them. Don't deny them. Don't run away from them. Don't argue with them, but just be aware of them.
Mm. Can I ask a follow-up question?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask.
Ask!
if that's the same when you're interacting with someone, so you're talking to somebody and they cause you to feel anger.
Right.
Or not cause you to feel anger, but they're just talking and something about them is, you know, you can feel the anger inside of you. Do we just continue to talk and listen to the thought, or do we just stop dealing with that person?
That's a good question. If you're having a conversation and you're not arguing, because you never want to argue with the devil inside of you or inside of others, but you're having a
right.
conversation and you're feeling something about it. Right? You see this person mm-hmm. lying or whatever. You're feeling something about it. Just notice that you're feeling this, but you don't need to end the conversation. Just be aware when the conversation is over, it's over. But be aware and don't overreact to what you're feeling, because that person is not to blame for what you're feeling. Those feelings were already in you, and they have been driving you, and you never dealt with them before. So just be aware of it, that's all.
Right on. That actually makes perfect sense. I can notice that during the conversation. Maybe like 3 years ago, I heard about you, and I think I told you the story. I went to forgive my mom, and she obviously she never admitted what she did, but I noticed that since then she'd been calling a lot, like always trying to get me to come over, always trying to get me on the phone. And I'm not calling back. I'm just moving on with my life. But it's like I know why she's doing this. I know that she's doing it to victimize herself or because she always says that she wants to be our friend. You know what I mean? She's like, oh, how come you don't call me? You know, we should be going to coffee and hanging out and all this kind of stuff. And I've stopped responding altogether.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Or should I just?
Absolutely. Just don't be angry at her.
No, not at all. Yeah,
But if you want to respond, you do it not out of guilt, not out of sense of obligation, not out of say, oh, this is my mama, I got to respond. None of those things. If you want to respond, you do. If you don't.
That's the question is if I want to respond, but I'm feeling inside like God's allowing me to see that I am doing this out of obligation. Should I just not respond and just stick with the feeling?
Right. Stay with the feeling and do not respond.
This is so deep. Wow. This is amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you so much, Jesse. I really appreciate everything you do.
You're welcome. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
I will, sir. Thank you. God bless you.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Charles out of Michigan. Charles, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hello? Oh, hold on. I got the wrong line. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, I'm on the wrong line. Charles out of Michigan, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Charles, how are you?
All is well, Jesse. All is well.
Yeah, Charles, the last time you called me and we were hanging up, did you say Bay Carol died?
She did, yeah. She passed away.
Bay Carol dead?
I think she said she died in November.
She was in a convalescent plane for a long time, huh?
Yeah, she was. And she passed on and out.
What made her soul rest in peace?
Yeah. But everybody else yet kicking, but not as high, I guess.
Right on. For the folks who don't know, Bay Cal was the sister to my first girlfriend. My first girlfriend named Ruthie.
Yeah.
And she had a sister named Bay Cal. And Bay Cal ended up in a convalescent home because she had a stroke or something.
Yes, she had a stroke, and she ended up down in Alabama in a convalescent home for a long time. She was there for quite a while.
She was. And so Bay Cal finally died.
May
her soul rest in peace.
Yeah.
And then Charles was Bay Cal's brother-in-law. He married Annie.
I did. We walked down the same road, Jess. Can you believe that? I guess you was on one side of the bridge and I was on the other.
He's from Russell County and I'm from Bobby County. He went to Russell County High School and I went to Rebecca Coma High School in Barber County. And my school used to play his school in basketball. And we used to do this chant because Russell County could not beat us. We used to say, Russell, we love you. Russell, we love you. We love you in the summer and the fall. Russell, we love you. Russell, we love you, but you just can't play no ball.
We gonna rock the bus when the bus leaves, though. You might hear some rock coming at you. Y'all was our robbery. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, Barber County.
It was fun. Yeah. Amazing.
It was, yeah. Good to hear your voice, Jess. I enjoy your show, and I watch it, listen to it all the time in the morning. I'm retired now, so I listen to it.
Thank you, man.
I remind Annie that I talk to you from time to time. So I just want to comment. Also, like you mentioned about a human being, they always told us in Russell County that a human being was the highest type of animals there was. I guess we were intelligent. We took precedence of all of the animals because of our vertebrae we had. We stood upright, I guess. But they always said a human being, whatever it was the highest type of animal. I guess we was in the animal field, but we had intelligence.
So
we the highest type of animals there were.
When you're in high school, they told you that a human being is an animal?
it's in the animal family, but we were the highest type. We was intelligent, and we were the only one that stood upright or some sort like that because of our back vertebrae. I guess nobody really knows, so they came up with something, huh?
And did you believe that you were an animal?
I didn't act like an animal. They told me, don't act like no animal. That's why they all said, stop acting like an animal.
And so when they told you that you were an animal, did you believe it?
No, I really didn't. I'm a human being, but we were the highest type of a being. I guess we came up when he breathed the breath in man became a being, living being, soul, I guess. And we the highest type of animal. But like I say, nobody really know. I heard a lot of things people mention about. They did mention something about the vertebrae. And that would make human beings different. But we'll figure that out down the road. Huh?
Somewhere. Amazing.
Somewhere.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. Thanks, Jesse.
I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Russia, we love you. Russia, we love you. We love you in the summer and the fall. Russia, we love you. Russia, we love you, but you just can't play no ball. Yeah! We be kicking Russell County butt in basketball. Coma! Let me go to Stacy out of Texas. Stacy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Pastor Jesse. Good morning.
All is well. You can call me Jesse.
Okay. It's a habit. So I called in because I have a bit of a dilemma. Not really a dilemma, but me and my husband have a disagreement. And I don't know if I handled it right, and so I was calling for your opinion about it.
Okay.
So my daughter's 19. She's a dental assistant, and she got invited to a concert in Austin. We live in Texas. And this kid she knows from work, and he's an Asian kid. I don't know anything about him. We don't know anything about him, but culturally – because, you know, we're Hispanic, but I realized listening to you for a while and then just, you know, God really made me see that it's our problem is not cultural, it's spiritual. And so I'm trying to get away from that.
Right.
And so, and so my daughter was like, hey, Mom, I got invited to this concert. And in Hispanic family, I don't know if you know Hispanics, Mexicans, whatever, you just don't do that. You don't ask your parents to go to a concert with strangers, you know. And so she's 19, she lives with us, but, you know, so she was like, hey, Dad, I got invited to this concert. So me and my husband discussed it last night, and he just got really upset with me. And I get it because he's a father. And he was like, no. He told her no. And my thing was, well, she's 19. She's about to be 20. Let's let her make the decision because really we can't. If she was by herself, she would have gone. She wouldn't have to ask us. And so I said, okay, let me call Jesse and see what he says. He said, he's gonna think you're stupid. So I don't know. So what do you think?
My first thought is that you should obey your husband, and if he says no, you should say no. And but you make an interesting point is that she's now 19 years old. She's a grown woman. She can really do what she wants, to be honest. She doesn't.
Yeah, but she
doesn't even have to ask. But because I'm imagining that because she still live at home with you guys, she feels a sense of obligation to ask. But I would highly recommend that you obey your husband. If he say no to her, then it has to be no.
Yeah, well, I didn't say anything usually because I'm like, okay, you know, her and her father are really close.
Yeah.
And so she tells me things, but for the answer, she goes to him. And so then we discuss it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you come between that. Let that between let that be decision be made between she and her father.
Yeah, because I mean I have four children, so I learned from my oldest.
Right.
Thank God I got it. Yeah. You know, my oldest, what not what to do, and so okay. Well, I guess so.
Yeah. Let that between the daughter and the father.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right, Stacey. Stay with us.
I will.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. I want to remind you about gold coal. Did you hear gold going up? Oh, the gold going up. And I hear, I don't know if that's going to happen or not. It might. That paper money is going out of style. But gold will never go out of style. And it is going up. Like the wall going up, gold is going up. So I want to encourage you. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Don't walk, run, and check out Gold Co. They are rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. They have earned over 6,000-plus five-star reviews online. It doesn't get any better than that. Oh, but it does. And they have won awards from Mighty.com, 2024 Best Customer Service, 2023 Best Educational Resources. How can you go wrong like that? You know what I mean? Check them out. Don't wait until the gold gets too high. And then you're going to be saying, oh, I can't afford it. Don't worry. We have a special promo for my listeners, for Jesse Lee Peterson listeners. Gold Co. and I have a special promo for you. Qualified accounts receive 10% instant match. Not like later match, but instant match in bonus silver. That's worth repeating because the gold going up. Qualified accounts receive 10% instant match in bonus silver. So check them out. Run, run, run. Hurry, hurry, hurry. JesseLovesGold.com. JesseLovesGold.com or 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. There is gold in them there heels. Tell them Jesse sent you. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chats. Jim bought five coffees. Good morning, Jesse. Love the show. Hold the fools accountable for fool behavior.
Amazing. That's deep. Thank you.
Renesio bought a coffee. Jesse, someone used my handle the other day. Either I'm schizophrenic or something, but I know I'm not. I only get one bill from my therapist.
Amazing. Well, don't get angry. And you figure out who did that.
Yeah, if somebody says something online, know that it might not have been them. Right. It might have been an impersonator or an AI.
Stay away from anger. I wish you well with that. What now?
Hannes bought a coffee. You talking about eye contact last Sunday?
Yes.
Blew my mind. I never, ever thought about that. I was deathly afraid to make eye contact. I went out after, and I saw the devil shake with fear.
Yes.
Then it fled because I did nothing about it.
That's deep. Do nothing about it. Shake in your boots and get past fear. Fear is an illusion. You know what's so weird? It feels so real, though. You're thinking that about fear. You're saying to yourself, I'm scared, I'm scared, I'm scared. And you feel it, and you call it fear, and it stops you in your track. It keeps you from doing what you want to do in life. But if you go through it anyway, do what you got to do anyway, you will see that, oh, my God, it wasn't even real. It wasn't real. Fear is not even real. It's just a thought that creates a false emotion. So stay with it. You're right. Go through it. I know men and women right now, and a lot of these people are educated people, professionals, and they're afraid of their mothers. Uh-oh, I love my mama. I ain't gonna do it. Uh-uh, my mama did everything she could for me. And they are shaking their boots to deal with, and their boots to deal with it. But stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Fear is not even real. Right on, stay with it. Amazing.
Thank you, Hannes.
Yeah, thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. Good morning, Wednesday JLP show.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. Amazing.
Someone bought a coffee. Hello. I bought coffee yesterday three times with three questions, and none of them got read yesterday or this morning. They had no name. However, they are questions I would like answered if possible, says someone. And someone, I did look into it, and I don't see any coffee super chat things from you since 6 days ago. So they must not have gone through, or you used a different account. And I don't think that I missed any super chats yesterday or the day before.
So, amazing. So check it out. It sounds like it may not have gone through.
Yeah.
Oh, check and see. Let us know. All right. Thank you.
And let me know what those questions were, too.
Right.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Nice. James, I got to ask you about this real fast, because I had not heard of this story until yesterday, and then my producer gave it to me today. Yesterday, folks, I did some Fallen State TV, .TV taping. And one of the guys I talked to was a MMA fighter. And I'm trying to find his name here.
I know what it is.
What is it?
Cain Velasquez.
That was his name?
That's the MMA fighter.
But that's not the one I interviewed.
Oh.
Fallen State.TV yesterday.
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't know.
His name was James Vick.
Ah.
And James Vick is a professional MMA fighter, formerly in the UFC, and also a coach, husband, and a father. And during the discussion, he brought up the name of this guy that I had never heard of, because I'm not necessarily up on the MMA people. There was this guy by the name of...
You want me to tell you the name again?
Yeah.
Cain Velasquez.
And apparently Cain Velasquez is in jail, according to the report.
Right.
And according to NBC News, former UFC champion Cain Velasquez was sentenced to 5 years in prison for the attempted murder of a man accused of molesting his relative. Watch this from NBC Bay Area.
Sentence for former UFC. Let me start that
again, sorry. What?
Five.
Let me start that again, sorry.
5 years. That's the sentence for former UFC champion Cain Velasquez after the fighter pleaded no contest to attempted murder and other charges. His lawyer asked the judge to release him on probation, but now expects Velasquez will ultimately serve 1 year in prison after getting credit for time served in jail and in home confinement.
I believe that in some ways justice was served today, despite feeling disappointed that he is back in custody.
In February 2022, Velasquez chased and shot at a vehicle carrying Harry Goulart, along with Goulart's mother and stepfather. Velasquez believes Goulart molested one of the fighter's young family members. Ultimately, Goulart's stepfather was hit by the gunfire. Today, the three victims spoke before sentencing, describing the fear they felt during the 11-mile high-speed chase and shooting. The stepdad, who was hit twice, says he doesn't have full use of his right arm anymore. The Santa Clara County DA had recommended Velasquez be sentenced to 30 years to life, saying he tried to kill all three people in the other vehicle. They also argued that portraying Velasquez as some sort of vigilante hero is troubling and not accurate.
Amazing. And the alleged molester's mother called the sentences disappointing. Kane admitted wrongdoing but said the ordeal destroyed his family and he feared the molester might return to the daycare center. Watch this.
Goulart's mother also spoke after the sentence.
The sentence is extremely disappointing. It's based on an alleged allegation that has no basis. It is unfounded. We are looking for the opportunity in Harry's case to prove that.
The defense said Velasquez admits what he did was wrong, but argued his family was destroyed by the alleged molester and has said he was concerned that man was going to return to the daycare in San Martín where Kane claims that sexual assault happened. Ultimately, the judge said this is a unique case and could not be heard in a vacuum, noting the circumstances around it had to be taken into account.
Amazing story. And it's interesting because I just taped that brand new episode of The Fall of State and it's coming up. And James Vick, right?
According to you, I don't remember.
I said James Vick.
I don't remember what you said. You said something like that.
Yeah, he mentioned this in an interview. You got to hear it when we air it. And he was like, Donald Trump should excuses. What do you call that with Donald? Pardon. This guy for doing that because whatever. And so I'm like, I've never heard of this story. Brand new. I can't say yes or no to it because I heard of it. And then my producer is giving me this story this morning. What do you think about the way this guy dealt with that? Whatever allegedly happened or not, we don't know. But what do you think about the way Velasco dealt with it?
He got heated. He got overheated and went too far.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. That's why, not the only reason, but I'm warning you, anger will make you do things you regret later. Whether this guy did that or not, getting angry and running after this man and allegedly shooting after them, and now he's in prison, what did that solve? It didn't solve the problem at all. It just created more problems for him, Kane. If he had stayed calm, because there's never, ever, 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 ever a reason to be angry, he could have dealt with the situation in a much calm-like fashion, and he would have dealt with it differently, and the outcome would have been amazing. Whatever it would have been, he would have been satisfied. But he's been creating another problem for himself.
Big time. That's crazy. And people are applauding him and calling him a hero because they're angry and they hate child molesters or whatever.
Right.
And they don't even know that what the truth of the matter is. And on top of that, the bigger lie is the lie of the anger.
And, right.
And
even if this did happen, the way Kane responded to it or reacted to it was still wrong.
Right.
That's not how you deal with issues in life.
Yeah.
You got to stay calm because the devil tell you, oh, look what happened. And then now you react and you go and make a fool and make a problem for yourself.
And the stepdad is the one who got shot.
Right. What a mess.
Terrible.
Really. So do what you want with your anger. And the people who applauded him for doing that, you're doing it because you're angry. And devils applaud devils. Really. That's not the right way to deal with it. In all things, you should be still, stay calm, so you can see how to deal with it.
It reminds me of the black guy who allegedly ran and tackled the slot machine because machine shorted him allegedly $600,000. He could have had his $600,000 perhaps or gotten some type of thing, and instead he got banned from the place and injured, hospitalized, and who knows what.
He'd have went and jumped up on the machine. Tooth's body and crashed the machine, according to the report.
The allegedly cheap casino came out on top, and he came out on bottom, just like this situation.
And now, but James Vick, that's his friend. He's concerned about it.
Yeah.
But stay away from anger. Anger separate you from light. Anger separate you from seeing how to deal with any given situation. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Virginia and talk to first-time caller, Loki. Loki, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Loki.
Hey, how's it going, brother?
All is well.
I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous.
Relax.
Okay.
Take a breath.
Okay.
Jesse.
I would like to talk about my mother.
Okay.
My mother hates me. She just absolutely despises me.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I think personally is because I remind her of my father.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And I just resemble him too much.
Yeah. And when you ask her why she hates you so badly, what does she say?
She will never admit that she hates me. That's the thing. She'll never admit that.
So you ask her and she would not admit it?
No, she won't admit it. No, absolutely not.
And did you ask her? No. Did you ask her?
Nobody wants to help her. I am the only one that wants to help her. She's elderly. She's like 82 years old. You know, she has her problems. I am the only one that really, truly wants to help her. And I'm the only one she hates. It's really weird.
So did you ask her, why do you hate me so much?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Oh, yes. I ask her that all the time. Like, what's wrong with me?
Why do you want to help her?
Because she's my mom.
That meaning what?
Well, she needs help, and I just want to help her. She's my mom.
But why? Why do you want to help a person that hates you?
That's a good goddamn question.
Well, you can't curse here.
Oh, I'm not supposed to cuss. I'm sorry. I did cuss.
All right. Why do you want to help a person that hates you?
That's true. Oh, no. I ask myself. Yes, I ask myself that.
And what do you say?
I don't know.
Have you forgiven her for hating you?
Yes, I don't care if she hates me. I don't care. I still want to help her. Yes.
Told her you forgive her for hating you?
Should I say that out loud?
To her. Have you done that?
No, not like the way you just put that, no.
And why not?
That's a good question. I've never really thought about it that way. I'm just putting on the table what I see. And what I see is that she hates me and I want to help her, and I don't understand any of all that.
Well, you need to forgive her for hating you. Her mother, I'm sorry for resenting you for hating me, right? And then forgive her. Oh. And then once you forgive her, you can move on with your life. You're not want to help her when you forgive her. But if you do not forgive her, you're going to help her out of guilt, trying to make her love you or like you or make her think you care a lot about her. And you'll be doing things out of guilt, and she's going to hate you more.
Okay. So I should say it out loud.
To her.
To her. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Out loud to her.
Okay, I never thought about that way. Okay. I've asked her, like, why do you hate me? I've asked her that stuff. But I've never just went to her and said, hey, listen, you might hate me. I don't care about that. I forgive you for hating me. That's what you're saying, right?
Right, because you're feeling the pain because you are angry that she hates you. And she has a right to hate you if she wants to. That's her hell, not yours. but you should forgive her.
Well,
so
I
you
paid her for it.
You should forgive her so that you can be free, and that way, if you don't want to help her, you don't. If you want to help, okay. you will, but you won't do it out of guilt at all. Because it doesn't make sense that you said, I'm helping her because she's my mother. That doesn't make sense.
Well, yeah, it seems to be the right thing to do, but yeah, okay, I'm with you on that. Okay, I'm with you on that one. Okay, so, she thinks I'm a drunk, and this is the thing that's going to kill you. I'm a drunk because of her.
Right. And that's why you got to apologize for resenting her, because you became like her, and now you have conflict, and you're drinking to try to get away from the conflict. But the only thing that's going to resolve the conflict inside is that you got to stop hating her. You got to forgive her and move on with your life.
Oh, okay.
Do you drink?
I'm drinking right now. Yes, I'm a drunk. I'm a drunk.
And do you live with her?
Yes. Yeah. I have to live with her because she needs somebody.
How old are you?
I am 60 years old.
Wow. And why are you living with your mama at 60?
Well, I actually live in a van. I'm a van lifer. I actually don't really I live outside.
So have you been drinking today?
I'm drinking right now.
And what time is it?
Oh, here? Almost 12.
And why are you drinking right now?
I drink all the time.
You mean all day, every day?
All day, every day.
Why?
I'm a drunk.
But why?
I'm a drunk.
Are you able to tell me why?
Just a drunk. I'm a van lifer. I live outside. I'm pretty much homeless. I'm a homeless person. I don't really care that I'm homeless. But
so in Virginia, it's 11 a.m. in the morning Pacific. I mean Eastern time, and you drunk already.
Already. I was drunk yesterday.
And why are you drunk? You didn't tell me why, though.
Last night until today.
And why are you drunk?
Because I'm a drunk.
And you said because of your mother, right?
No, she definitely makes me drink. Oh, yeah. Why don't you forgive her
so you can stop using drink, being drunk for that reason? Why don't you forgive her?
I don't. No, you raise a good question there. Like, could I forgive her?
Yeah, why don't you? Your mother's evil. She can't help herself.
You being a drunk.
Your mother can't help herself. She has no love. So you should forgive her so you can be free.
Okay.
Let me know how that goes, all right? 888-7753-773. A quick break. And call me back again when you're not drunk. We can't talk while you're drunk. Let's talk. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
As you know, some serious mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, March 26th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hate News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP, who will return for Manhood Hour coming up in the third hour every Wednesday. Nice. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. And then after the Hake Report, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific, Joelle Friday TV. And then American Anchor Baby. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, signed an executive order, EO, on Tuesday that directs the Election Assistance Commission to demand proof of citizenship for voter registration. I can't talk. I can't read. Voter registration and withhold funding from states that do not enforce that requirement for voters who register without the federal form. Republicans have long sought these changes to election practices, but critics say demanding proof of citizenship could disenfranchise poor and older voters and suppress votes. Good. The order also instructed the Department of so-called Homeland Security, DHS, to give Elon Musk's Doge Department of Government Efficiency access to state voter rolls so that their team can search the data for foreign nationalists. I mean, nationals, not nationalists necessarily. Foreign nationals, foreigners. Foreigners in our voting rolls, get them out of there. Poor immigrants, poor illegals, they're not feeling very welcome in America right now. Terrible. Where's the love? This is love. Florida jobs, Florida's efforts to crack down on employers who hire illegal aliens, Commie Nonsense calls them undocumented immigrants, total lie, have presented a problem for businesses. Not enough workers willing to fill low wage and often supposedly undesirable jobs. To fix the problem, the so-called problem, the state's legislature has advanced a bill that would loosen child labor laws, put the young people back to work. That's right. Get them off the streets and out of the schools. Put them back to work. If past businesses would be able to hire so-called children as young as 14, that's not a child. That's a young man or a young lady. 14 years old to work overnight shifts. Wow. You're all grown up now, Mr. Teenager or Ms. Teenager. So cool. Even on school days. Awesome. The bill would also eliminate work time restrictions on 14 and 15-year-olds if they are homeschooled and guaranteed meal breaks for 16 and 17-year-olds. Awesome. Shout out. Also, you could get rid of welfare. That'll make people go back to work. Get rid of this easy-peasy unemployment stuff, paying people not to work when they're able-bodied men and young ladies. Anyway, the Alaska plane crash. Did you hear about this? A pilot and his two daughters were rescued this week after their plane crashed into an icy Alaska lake. Ooh, a Piper PA-12 supercruiser on a sightseeing tour in Soldotna to Skilak Lake. Pardon me, I don't know Alaskan. On the Kenai Peninsula, wherever that is, on Sunday when it went missing. Social media posts written by the pilot's father prompted about a dozen residents to launch aerial searches for the missing family. Shout out to the pilot's father on social media, based boomer, maybe. 12 hours after the plane went down, one of the pilots flying over the Tustumina Lake spotted the partially submerged aircraft with the trio standing on top of the wing. Whoa. Members of the Alaska Army National Guard rescued that family, those three family members, I guess. They were taken to an area hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. It was literally the best possible scenario and outcome, so said Lieutenant Colonel Brendan Holbrook, commander of the 207th Aviation Regiment. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Manhood Hour.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Lucas, call me. Go forgive your mother, buddy, and then let me know how it goes. All right? What's his name there? Lucas? Likas? Lick? Low-key. Low-key. Go forgive your mother so you can stop drinking. What? 60 years old. You got to work on yourself, buddy. And call me when you're not drunk. That's a caller from the last hour. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what is evil? What is it? What is evil? What is evil? You can listen to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing. We are heard around the world by everybody and they mama. Everybody and they mama. So you can be listening no matter where you are. You can podcast, but you can be listening by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP cash app. Bond JLP cash app. All right. It's Wednesday. And every Wednesday has always been and will always be rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Will always be. And we take all calls, but it is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male.
So Pam Bondi, if you have an issue with terrorism, maybe you should talk to your boss about locking back up those guys that he let out that participated in January 6th.
Grampy Trump. Let's talk. We gonna lose. We don't have enough troops to occupy. They are a country of 39.
Trying to make her comfortable because she didn't have a husband. She was alone, but she still didn't like me.
Mama, where is Daddy?
Wire, enveloped in spikes that can easily cut into your skin, now covers the top and bottom of San Diego's border wall.
To say there has been a dramatic change would be an understatement.
Amazing. Daddy is home. And those black women that you saw in the Anchorman put that together, by the way, is amazing. They're out of control, folks. I don't know if it's unfortunate or not. But the one thing you don't have to worry about, conservatives, you never have to worry about the Democratic Party returning again. It ain't coming back. Because they have allowed black females to take it over. And if you want to know what black females would do, look at their homes. Look at the black children, the boys and the girls, old and young. look what they have done to the children. Angry, no respect for themselves and others, lawbreakers, have no love at all, quick to fight, have no sense of anything. They don't build, they destroy. They have no sense of how of independence, how to think and do for themselves. The boys, the men and the women, the boys and the girls act just like those black females right there. It has nothing to do with racism, but everything to do with a longing for the father and the anger of their black mothers and grandmothers. And these women, those females you just saw, they are typical. They are typical of the black woman, the black female. And now they have taken over the Democratic Party. And they're literally out of control. It ain't about trying to make government work. It ain't about trying to help the people in their districts. It's about anger and a false sense of being important. And they have not been corrected by the black men, their fathers, their uncles and cousins, male cousins and things like that. And now the white men, as we talked about earlier with Bill Lockwood, the white men are afraid of her, of them, and they run the Democratic Party. It's over for the Democratic Party. Because the white men in the Democratic Party dare to tell those black females the truth about themselves. They dare to do that. And so they're not going to be stopped by being honest with them and showing their real love in the Democratic Party. It's over. And as a result, it's over for America. White people have given up their own country. It is a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. It's so, what has happened to the man, of all men, not just the black man in this case. The men are now on the same level as the woman. They're on the same level. They think like them. They act like them. They get angry like a woman. They don't even know that they are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. It doesn't even exist in their minds at all. They have total darkness because they have accepted, become like their mothers and all women. When women gossip, men gossip too. When women are envious and jealous and with strife, men are the same way. The men don't tell the woman like they used to do in the good old days when men were men, boys were boys, boys were boys, men were men. Hey, cut that out. No, don't gossip. Don't do that. Don't do that. And men would be fighting and going on. They'll say, hey, no. They'll correct you and try to help you and point the way because they're sons of God. And some of them may have been beta sons, but they're still sons and they knew it. That's gone now. Because of females like this, and the fathers are not there to protect their sons. And instead of black men being fathers and leading the way, which is impossible now, by the way, here's an example of what they are doing. And what I'm about to show you, in the good old days, when men, boys were boys and men were men, a black father would have never accepted this as a norm. They would not have participated in it. They would not have hated their sons and daughters for these things, but they would not have participated for sure. And they would say, that boy just like you. I told you to stay away from that boy. Now he becomes just like you. So instead of black men, black fathers doing that now, here's a clip of what black fathers are doing. Watch this from X. I'm sorry? A father surprised his son?
My husband surprised his son by taking him to the prom.
And see how the women loving it, because women love degrading men. But just think about that. You got a, according to this story, you got a father taking his son dressed up as a female to the prom. Think about that. This is what it has come to. You thought it was bad when they were cutting off their body parts, right? And that is bad, I guess, for those who want to do it. But a father taking his son dressed up like a female in purple, makeup and everything, to the prom. And the mother, oh, whoever those females, oh, baby, praising that. What you don't know, what you don't know is that God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. The men represent God. They are the image of God. And because the woman has listened to the devil, they are the image of evil. Evil working through females hate the image of God. They hate the man. They're jealous of him. They hate him. And yes, there are other men who hate men too, but they have the spirit of their mother, and they hate their own images. And they go after men too, like a woman. They fight like women. They revengeful like women. They gossip. They have no love too, but they become like their mothers. And look what this father is doing. If this story is true and real, the image evil is trying to get back at God. It's never going to be able to get back at God, because God has no thought of evil at all. He doesn't even think about it. Evil has no connection to God at all. That's why when you're angry, you're evil, right? Anger is evil. Anger is hatred. And anyone that has hatred has no connection to God at all, zero. You only have connection to evil. But you lie to yourself and say that you do, but you don't. You cry to God, you pray to God, but you're not. You think you are. You pray to an idea of God, which doesn't work. The men are being made a mockery of. And these Jasmine people and all, Maxine Ward and all, they hate men. And the men are so weak, they call them queens. They call them queens. And you see these men lusting after these women, but they end up in hell, because they're looking for mama's love, and mama don't have love. It's impossible for mama to have love. Women don't have love. Women get their love from God, and if they're married, through the husband, through God, to God. And if this doesn't change soon, it's only going to get worse. the things that women do to men today is mind-blowing to me. They beat them up. They fight them. They cuss them out. They call the police on them. They lie on them and say that he sexual harassed me or he beat me or he did. They just lie. And they feel nothing about it except a false thrill of happiness because they're causing pain to you. They're causing you pain, and they get a thrill. And they know that you're not going to have them arrested. You won't put them in jail. You're not going to defend yourself. So you're adding to the thrill. And this man is allegedly taking his son to a prom in a dress. Amazing, huh? It's a spiritual battle. And women are jealous of men. They hate men. They hate them. And especially men that think about them. Men that try to please them. Men that lust after them. Men that want to hold them. Men that are afraid to speak up to them and correct them. Men that need them. Women hate you. A man that just feels good when a wife is around, a girlfriend is around, happy like a kid, they hate you. Oh, they'll play the game, and you don't know they're playing the game on you. You have some signs of it at times, but because of your desperation for the false love of the woman and to make yourself feel good, you miss the signs. You don't read them. And then eventually, you fall into a ditch, and she got you. Because women they wake up and go to sleep plotting as to how to get control of the man. And they are at and do and say whatever you want them to be. They're doing it. They're acting out. Whatever you want them to act, they will agree with you no matter what. Whatever you say you believe and you are, they'll pretend to agree with that until they get you. Because you don't see what you're dealing with. And you're breaking the law, and so you're suffering as a result of breaking the spiritual laws. You should only, and no other thing except your physical jobs and things like that. You should only love truth first, foremost, along with nothing else or no one else. And if you don't love that truth, if your thrill is not coming from the truth, then you're in hell. If your wife can give you a thrill, you're in hell, pretending that you're in heaven. Oh, you quote the Bible, but you're in hell because your thrill is coming from her. There's a rule that if you break, you're going to suffer. Ain't no way around it. And that rule is you should only love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Seek first God. And then God will take care of you. He'll add on to you. It'll be right, everything. Whatever he gives you will be perfect. And you even tell yourself, I met this woman, and God gave it to me because she agreed with me. Yeah, she agrees all right. You keep hearing it. You'll see how much she agrees. Here's a clip showing a woman getting caught cheating by her boyfriend. By her baby's father, while on a date with another man. Watch this from X.
Yeah, your daughter's at home. Well, you've been out the last 4 weekends f***ing this dude behind my back with your daughter at home, with babysitters. Yeah, that's the kind of girl that you're with right now. Have fun. Have fun.
Amazing, huh? So now that the guy see that, he should be like, oh, okay. See you later. Don't come back home. And feel nothing about it. Not even 1 ounce of disappointment at all. Be glad that he sees that she's seeing other men. And be done. Don't hate her. Don't be angry. Because if you feel something about it at all, you are made of your God. And she's not to blame that you made her your God and she took advantage of it. It's your fault, not hers. Because you and only you are responsible for you. And women, you and only you are responsible for you. The man is not to blame that you're being out there being silly, destructive and jealous and all that. You're not responsible for him. He is not responsible for you. And men are responsible for themselves and for the woman, but not to long for her, not to be wanting to hold her, not to be wanting to sex her, not to be wanting anything from her. You should never, ever, but never want anything from a woman. Anything. Because if you want something, then something is missing in you. And you should be whole already. A whole person don't want anything or need anything. If you're whole, but you're not whole, you're divided. And the one thing about a female, they're like those bugs that can turn, or these green snakes. I used to see these green snakes down in Alabama. And then if you try to catch them, they'll run up in the bush and they'll change color. And you can't see them no more because they look like the bushes. Like, what the? I know a snake went up in there. Where's that snake? That snake changed color. And it happens with secular women, Christian women, Catholic women, non-Catholic women, silent prayer women, women who pretend to like what we talk about, and women who hate what we're talking about. They play games on men because they check you out and they know your weakness and they'll play it. And you think you got something and you don't, but hell, and it soon will come out. And now you're hung. You're stuck. You're addicted. Amazing, huh? I want to show you. Then I take your calls. Here's a woman. Here's a clip of a woman who drove home with her fuel hose still attached to the car from the gas station, I guess. And she blamed her husband for it. Women do this to men. They'll do something wrong and blame you for it. And then you act like you think you really did it. You try to prove, argue with her to say you didn't do it. Watch this for Max.
What did you do? You broke the pump. Look, you got
Well, next time you put gas. What? Why do you have me doing it? You're the man. You should be doing it.
You're the stubborn one, hard-headed.
Man, what kind of man are you?
I told you I was going to do it later.
What kind of man are you? You should have been doing that. Not
I told you I was going to do it later.
Now look what happened.
That's your fault. Don't blame me for that.
I blame you.
See how she blamed him? And he's arguing with her like an idiot. Knowing she's wrong, he's arguing with the devil. If he had put first the truth, ain't no way he'd be arguing with her about that or anything, really. But women know how to control a man. They know how to read you, and they'll be whatever you want them to be. They'll act any kind of way you want them to act because they're working day and night. And drawing you in. But, isn't that what she arguing? She did it. And she's mad at him, arguing with him, instead of saying, oh, man, that's dumb. I was wrong. What the? How you bring the whole thing home and don't know it? You pulled it off the handle of a gas tank anyway. What the? Allegedly. Right, because it could be a stunt on video nowadays. You just don't know. Could be a total skit to get counts online, I guess. But it's typical what women do. But if you want, you could be free, men and women. You could be free, ladies. I see ladies becoming free every day now because they're taking responsibility for themselves. And if you want to be a man or woman, here's what you have to do. Watch this from If.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Amazing. If you can do that, men and ladies, women, you can become a man, and ladies, you will become a woman. And it can be done. I promise you, it can be done. But you gotta stop being a lawbreaker. You must put what's right first. And you don't know what's right. So put the truth first, seeking what's right. Put that first. And the truth will make that happen for you. It will cause it to happen. And you'll be surprised at the things you can endure, the things that you never even think about, your relationship with people and places and things. It will change because the truth will change you. But you got to trust the truth. And you don't trust the truth. You trust everything and everyone but the truth. You trust accepting Jesus over the truth. The treasure chest is now open on DLive. And I'll be back in a moment. Your phone calls and super chats. 888-7753-773. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up, you wanna disagree with what's going on, it's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear, you won't have doubt, you won't have worries, you'll be able to see, but you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. So I just got a text from my friend Justin, and he wanted me to ask Hake, can you ask Hake what that Trump ad is called? What Trump ad?
Probably the If poem by Rudyard Kipling.
He's referring to that?
Maybe, because it has Trump in it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So what is it?
If poem.
By
Rudyard Kipling.
We have another one with, I forgot who made that one from InfoWar.
Harrison Smith.
Oh, yeah, Harrison. It is deep, too.
Oh, yeah, one. No, you mean with Owen Schroyer.
Right. Oh, so, yeah.
Well, Harrison Smith is the one who made the Trump one.
Oh, Harrison made the Trump one.
Yeah.
And then somebody else made my friend Owen one, right?
Yeah.
Do we have that one next?
I don't think so.
Oh, we don't have it. We have it, but we just don't have
it. I don't know if we own the Owen one. They made it. They played it on when you were on InfoWars.
Oh, but then we played it on here with Owen in jail.
We played maybe the Trump one for Owen? I don't know.
No, Owen was saying, I'm going to jail, but I'm going to be fine. I'm going to watch myself. And I'm
right.
I think we played it, but maybe it was on his show.
Yeah.
Amazing. But anyway, the Hake Report is coming up, and so Justin, it's If by
Rudyard Kipling, and or Rudyard,
and
Kipling.
It was made by that video was made by
Harrison Smith.
Nice talent, Harrison. Amazing talent. But anyway, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. Then Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday TV, he is black. At 11, then the American Anchor, baby. On Rumble at 12 noon. The American Anchor, baby. Heard around the world by everybody. And they mama. Energy given to him by God. I thought Trump had it all, but God like, no, I got something for the anchor baby. And he gave it to the anchor baby, and the anchor baby out of control. In a good way. 888-775-3773.
Super chat. Super chat. Over on Rumble, Pastor Satellite gifted a subscription for Jesse Lee Peterson on Rumble.
Thank you. Amazing. You gotta know how to rumble.
Terry says, justice for Pete.
Pete out of Alaska?
Nope.
Pete who?
Pete the turtle, whom Joel Friday threw.
Oh.
Green Lives Matter. I don't think you heard this story.
What story?
Joel Friday threw Pete.
Oh,
the
I
turtle.
Did hear that. I heard the show today when he was saying
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And I asked him about it in the office, too.
The chat was flipping out on him, calling him an animal abuser slash killer. Small animal. Green Lives Matter,
amazing.
Says Terry. Justice for Pete.
Thank you.
Nazulium donated a diamond on the D-Live crew. Child molesters deserve a millstone and a bath, he says.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jesus wasn't just talking about them.
I know.
Marcus on No Message on YouTube.
Thank you.
Governor Chris says America, American flag emoji, is the best place in the world because this is where morality and justice are established with the blood and tears of its citizens.
Amazing. Thank you.
And over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Someone says, just wanted to thank you for everything you do. You and your staff are truly amazing.
And thank you. And thank you for your support as well. And take all of us. Thank you.
Malcolm says, Donald Trump is strong and tall. And make no mistake, he's going to build that wall. The great white hope.
Oh, the wall going up. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Come on, man. It's manhood hour. Amazing.
Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate your support.
And shout out to the top contributors on the D-Live crew. Bill West, Nazulium, Games for Rec, 555-555-565, and the rest of the supporters, as always, on the D-Live crew. And shout out to the regular supporters, the subscribers on the Rumble crew. And thank you, guys. That's all for now.
Thank you, all of you. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it. What do you think about that father taking his son to a prom in a dress?
That's the fake kind of love, blacks.
And the women like, oh, look at his father coming at him.
Made me want to spit just thinking about it. Yeah, it's not right.
And then that woman... I don't know if that was a skit or a stunt, but she dragged her home. Because I cannot, it's impossible for me to believe. She went to the gas station. She forgot to put the thing back in. That can happen.
Right.
But you're not going to drive off and the whole thing is stuck into the gas tank. And you don't hear noise. You don't know you're dragging. You're not pulling it off from the pump holder itself.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make a sound. That's not real.
Right. I think it's probably a skit.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Chat thinks it's a fake.
Yeah, it's a fake.
But women are a mess. They will blame you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the results of it, the way she acted is a typical woman.
Yep.
So that's true. Tiffany, out of first-time caller out of Virginia. Tiffany, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Jesse. How
good.
You doing?
All is well, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm great now that I'm speaking to you. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited.
Amazing. Well, thank you for calling.
Yes, I was just calling just to tell you that I really, you know, enjoy listening to you. You remind me of my grandparents. I was raised by my grandparents. So a lot of things that you say, I resonate with it.
Yeah.
And I just miss. You know, it saddens my heart the way this generation is because they don't know what they're missing.
Right.
And I know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I was with my niece the other day, and she said to her brother, boy, stop lying. And I almost popped her in her mouth because growing up, we weren't allowed to say even the word lie. Remember?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
had to say telling a story or fibbing.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's just... But I just wanted to call you and tell you that, you know, I just really admire you. I'm home getting over a cold, and I said, let me call Jesse, and I got through, so.
All right, when you stay with it, never stop working on yourself, and it gets better and better and better. And I hope you feel better soon with that cold thing.
Yeah, and do you think that... they could start building Boys and Girls Clubs back up again. Do you think that would help with rebuilding the family?
It would. It would be amazing, but I doubt that it's ever coming back again.
Why you say that?
Because women are taking over, and due to their jealousy of men, they're not going to make it possible for men to be independent like that before anymore. They're going to say, oh, you're discriminating against women. It's like they're saying that men cannot play a women's sport, but women can play a men's sport. And so they're destroying everything that's men while building everything that's so-called women. And so the clubs are not coming back anymore. Not like
Do you think that we could have a revolution where we, you know, the like I just so happen to be lucky enough to be raised, you know, by that generation that I can, I don't know, start up something.
Well, you can definitely
people riled up.
You can definitely try, and it doesn't hurt to try, but it's not coming back. The people are too far gone. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, the same thing. I said, man, I see how they dress, how they walk.
Yeah.
I mean, you even had to wear, I mean, just something simple as putting an undershirt on. You didn't go outside in your undershirt.
That's right.
Just simple stuff. And I wish we weren't too far gone. But then when you see that lady, Jasmine Ratchett, and I said, oh, my God, it's so embarrassing.
Jasmine Crooked
I think my grandma,
mess.
Yeah. It's embarrassing. I look at it and I say, oh, my goodness, you know, my grandparents would be turning in their grave right now.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
It is.
It's so embarrassing.
All she's doing is acting out. Tiffany, thank you. I appreciate it, all right?
All right. Thank you. You guys have a good and blessed day.
You too. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Sweden and talk her around the world. Martin out of Sweden. Martin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Martin.
How are you doing?
All is well.
Great. I had a question for you. I have a little bit of a situation with my parents.
Uh-huh.
So basically, I mean, they live in a different country. A few months ago, maybe half a year ago or so, they asked me for some money. For support. And at the time, I didn't really honestly want to give them money because I think the reason why they wanted the money wasn't right. But I still gave it because I kind of felt guilty to not give them money. And it's been going on maybe for like 6 months now. I've been giving them money like every couple of months or so. And yesterday, I kind of said no to them because they asked for... Because we had an agreement about a certain amount, and then it kind of kept getting a bit more frequent and a bit higher than first agreed upon.
Sounds like that
and
guy
today,
from Ukraine. The money keep going up. He want more and more and more.
That's right, Zelensky. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. So basically, today I had a weird call from my brother because my brother lives with them and he's like 16 or something, and he asked me for money. Actually, he's like, "Can I have have a vacation for next week? Or not vacation? It's like a break from school, like for a week." And he wanted me to give him like a little bit of money so he can have like get a haircut or something and like have some money to hang out with friends and stuff. And then he told me that my mom told him to call me for money because he asked my mom.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, you would ask your parents for money when you're a kid like that. And then my mom redirected him to me. And I thought that was just so... honestly, I didn't even know what to tell my brother because it's not really his fault. It was so weird to me that...
How old is he?
It got to that point. My brother is 15 or 16.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
And so your question for me is what?
Well, I honestly don't know how to handle the situation the right way. On one side, I feel like because my parents, the reason why they are asking me for money is because my dad kind of doesn't want to work. He kind of has like his own like farm thing going on. He like grows plants and stuff and kind of wants to be independent, but he can't actually sustain it himself without working. This is just kind of weird.
Martin, here's what I recommend. Do what you want, but I recommend just say no. No, I'm not sending you anything. Say that to your mother and your father and your brother. Tell your brother to get a job. But no, don't send a dime because you're sending it out of guilt. That's the raw way to be helping anyone out of guilt. That's not love. you are being controlled. And that's why your mother can tell your brother to call you money, because she knows she and your father already controlling you by taking your money. So she can have your brother. Next time, they're going to have the cat and the dog call you for money, telling you they need dog food, cat food. Just say no. And you don't even owe them an explanation either. Just say no. I'm not doing it. Why? Just say no. Shaking in your boots, say no.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that that was the, you know, the right thing to do. But at the same time, I'm kind of conflicted. I feel like I should. I mean,
that's because you have a false guilt. That's why.
Yeah.
Get rid of the guilt, man. Because other people are going to control you with that guilt, too.
Right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, well, I guess I'll, next time they call me, I might just tell them. Or
not
might,
man. Say no.
Yeah. Yeah, I should just tell them, though.
Yeah. Your father, it's all like he can work. He's supposed to take care of your mother, not you. You're not your mother's husband. And your brother is not your son. So, no.
Right. Yeah. Well, you're right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That sounds good. I'll do that.
All right. Don't be a beta. Bye.
Beta.
All right, buddy.
Well, yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, that was my question.
All right. Take care, Martin. Right now, sorry about that. Joshua, first time caller out of Oklahoma. Joshua, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
All this well.
Thank you for that, sir. So last night, without getting too deep into it, I was removed from my home. You know, it's a thing where I can't speak to my children or my wife. As I was parked and trying to figure out where I was going to spend the night last night, I got a call that my uncle has been going through some health things where his passing. I shot over there. I didn't have time to process. The whole time I was present, man, I've been listening to you a long time. My question for you is specifically about my children, because I know she's doing what she does. She's my wife. She's a woman. She's always tried to turn my children against me. Always tried to divide us because of the, I don't know if it's jealousy in the relationship that me and my children have. Or anyways, that's not important at the moment, sir. And I thank you for your guidance over the years, by the way. My question for you is, moving forward, there's a misrepresentation. Specifically with this emergency thing where I think I've been lied on and then violated. Do I let that go? Do not pursue any kind of like counter things? Do I fight for visitation on my children? Do I let her have them? I've heard you tell that in certain situations. I understand everybody's a little different.
Because of time, you're married, you have children. And why did you have to leave your home last night?
She called and got an emergency protective order.
Against you?
Right.
And why?
I imagine it's because that's a good question. She's afraid?
She's not afraid. That's not true.
Right.
That's a pretense.
Well,
when she's crying, she's lying.
She's lying, yes, sir.
Yeah. Here's what I recommend. Do what you want now. But I recommend, don't go back. Go down to the courthouse today or tomorrow. File for divorce and custody of your children. Do that first before the woman does it. And then go get yourself an apartment and be done with her. Don't argue with her anymore. Don't try to get her back. Let her go, because she will destroy you if you try to get her back. She's too important to you, right? So be done. You see now what she'll do with the filing for this mess and that mess. Let her go. Be done with her. Get a divorce. And when you file for that divorce right away, file for custody of your children, too. and be done with her. Don't call her anymore. Don't respond to her anymore. Be done.
Can you help me out with this? Because the reason why I hadn't done this before is because from my understanding, and I'm just a baby Christian, and I'm figuring out, you know, that it's got to be all just the word. I've only read that you can divorce your wife if she's adulterous, and I didn't see that
no,
there was
you're
any
not,
other way.
No, you're not married
her.
Under God. God did not give you the woman that you have. So you're fine. Men and
Amen.
Women that God put together, no such thing as fighting and divorces and all that. That doesn't happen. You have a marriage that doesn't even take effort. It lasts until death do you part. So don't worry. God ain't in that. Divorce that bitch real fast. Get your child and be done with her.
Amen. Okay.
Really?
Thank you, sir.
I promise you, if you call her up, you try to make up.
Oh, no, I'm not. I can't.
You try to get back.
I can't talk to my children. My children are trying to call me right now, man. It is heartbreaking.
See?
I can't talk to them.
So right now, relax. Do the silent prayer. Don't be angry. Go file for a divorce. And at the same time, custody of your children. And if that work, it'll work. If not, God will bring your children back to you in due season. But you stay away from her. Seek the kingdom of God. Never look for another woman. Don't look for anything but the truth, and the truth will take care of you.
Amen.
So be done with her. You're not, God ain't gonna bother you about divorce and therefore it's not from God.
Right.
And then don't be all sad and acting like a beta. You hold your head up high, you speak up. But just don't be angry and move on with your life. Work on you.
Thank you, sir.
Let me know how it goes.
I'll do that, Jesse. Thank you, sir.
But you got to work on you now. Or this woman will destroy you. She's already destroying your children. So if you do get custody of the children, fine. But I wouldn't spend a lot of money on the lawyers either. If you get file for a divorce, custody of your children, if that doesn't just work out by itself, don't be spending a lot of money on lawyers for your children. They'll rip you off, too, because they're making money.
That's what I was wondering. Like, should I just put my hands up and let – but then, you know, she's going to run all over me and put me on the thing. And if I'm not responding, if I'm not doing something,
yeah,
then I'm
– That's why
you know,
I'm telling you to jump ahead with this thing. So, because by you filing first, hopefully she's not listening. By you filing first.
She ain't.
By your father first, you have a better chance, all right?
Amen. Thank you so much, Jesse.
I wish you well.
Thank you, sir. I'll call you.
All right. Bye now.
All right, thank you. Bye.
888-775-3773. Let me go to Florida and talk to Javon. Javon, welcome to the show. First time calling Javon. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Jesse.
Hey, Javon.
Hey, I'm just letting you know I'm 20 and I'm such a huge fan. You know, like you definitely like woke me up. You know, because I've never once like felt any like inferior towards white people, but like you definitely, I guess I was in the victimization mentality. But I started watching you like a year and a half ago, and you just kind of changed that. And you know, you just brought me back to like reality, and I just really do appreciate that and just how you talk and. You're not afraid to just, like, get called names and, you know, you just stand up for what's right, you know, and we need more people like you in the world.
Well, you stay with us, it gets better for you.
Yeah. But I had a question, like, you know, kind of growing up, like, did you ever have, like, because I know you've been, like, you know, obviously older than me and stuff, but have you ever dealt with a woman that was, like, I don't want to say hard to deal with, but kind of just, you know, they just never start, like, they just never think about what they did and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, like, you be kind of just wondering, like, why did you do that? Like, why don't you just do it this way? And they just don't listen. Like, how do you deal?
By not dealing with them. You don't need to deal with a woman that's out of control like that. Just don't be angry. When you see that she's acting that way and you're out of control, be done with her. Don't deal with women like that. You're dealing with the devil.
Well, it's not necessarily they out of control. It's just, like, certain things they might do, like, say, like, they just, like, they could be sweet, you know, like, or something like that, but it's just, like, they just don't think about certain stuff. Like, they'll do some of, like, the, like, craziest, like, dumbest things, and it's like,
Javon,
why don't you just...
Javon, can you call me back tomorrow, and I'll take your... Because we're so out of time, the cop's gonna turn us off, cut us off.
Okay.
Can you call me back tomorrow?
Oh, I'll try.
If you can or when you can, let the screener know I asked you to call me back because we ran out of time. And I'll take your call as soon as you call in.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right, because I'm only out of time right now.
No, I understand.
Okay. Thank you, buddy.
All right. No problem.
All right. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
On X Live, California kid, a father encouraging his son to dress like a woman, pure evil.
Yeah.
And Commander Kim on Rumble with the Rumble rant.
I gotta know how to Rumble.
Woman who drove with the home with the gas pump, she probably thought everyone was looking at her whip because they were jealous and wanted to be her. LOL. Everyone looking at me whip. My whip.
That's a good point.
Whip means car for the boomers.
Right.
Green wall with a diamond. What kind of dishes are in black people food?
Dishes?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What that mean? Thank you.
Thank you, Greenwall.
Yeah.
Truth for Jesus. Thank you. If you're white, good looks. If you're black, if you black. I really appreciate that, eh? If you Mexican, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate your support, especially that I don't have to ask for it. Thank you. Ezekiel, right? There, Ezekiel, first time call out of California. Steven out of Maryland. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Angie out of Washington. I am out of time. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. If the Lord is willing and don't creep, don't ride. I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you all for your support and everything. Get on that straight and narrow and stay there and let the light guide you. And it really, really will. But you got to trust it. And if you don't know how to trust it, I'll tell you how. It can be trusted. And it does work. But you got to trust it. Hake is coming up, and then Joel Friday after Hake, and then the American Anchor Baby on Rumble after Joel Friday at 12 noon. Take care, folks. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.